This is Set and Osiris, a Wonder Woman, the Mummy crossover fic, written by Sassy Snowperson and read by
Ethel
Black Glass,
Elaine of Shalott,
and Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Diana Evie Carnahan O'Connell. The story was recorded at Potvic Winter Chillfest 2020. Summary. Evie Carnahan and Diana Prince meet in an abandoned Egyptian temple. It is most unexpected. Sunken Temple of Osiris, 1923.
Come on,
Evie Carnahan said as she cast a worried glance behind her, faint sounds of hissing echoing down the corridor. She tapped the lacquered feather she held against the ornate pedestal with an increasingly frantic motion.
It's just rude of you to not work. I did my research,
Evie informed the feather. The feather was unmoved, as was the pedestal, which was supposed to shift, opening into an underground flight of stairs. Normally, Evie would be delighted with a puzzle, the chance to think things through. Right now, though, she was a bit pressed for time. The hissing behind her got louder. Evie glanced over her shoulder again, flinching as several unusually large snakes rounded the corner, writhing their way towards her.
I do not remember snakes being a part of Osiris's general schema,
Evie muttered, staring at the feather.
I'm beginning to think you're not worth the effort. Public relations be damned.
When the first person had come into the museum and informed her that the Nile wasn't flooding because Osiris was angry, Evie had given a polite nod and asked if they wanted to browse the books dedicated to Osiris. The second, she gave the same treatment, but made a mental note to research the matter further. However, before she could do that, the third person entered the library, wailing,
The twin feathers have been separated. Until they are returned, there will be no floods, no harvest. All will starve.
That gentleman was escorted from the premises. Still, it all got under Evie's skin. So she had done her research and found that an ornate, lacquered ostrich feather associated with the Osiris' crown of Atif had indeed entered their library archives. Evie did not believe that an angry god was actually to blame for the continuing cold temperatures upriver and subsequent delay in ice cap melting. What she did believe in was the importance of good public relations and the general population of Cairo not blaming the museum for agricultural difficulties. Though, Evie mused, as she looked at the feather she had smuggled out of the archives and back over at the overly large snakes, this may be a bit too much fuss for public relations.
You're going to get yourself killed,
a new voice broke in. And before Evie was entirely certain what was happening, strong arms circled her waist, picked her up, and forcibly tossed Evie over their associated shoulder. Evie was treated to the view of the snake slowly fading from view as the woman? Yes, woman, sprinted down the hallway away from the snakes. Evie nearly fumbled her hold on the feather, barely hanging onto it. As she clutched the lacquered spot of bother, she tried to make sense of her situation. Discovering that sense was nowhere to be found, she fell back on social niceties. Occasionally useful things, manners. She cleared her throat.
Good afternoon,
Evie began. Gave a small grunt as the woman leapt over an impossibly large hole in the ground with apparently little difficulty. The excited twisting in Evie's stomach was certainly due to adrenaline and not any baser motivations. Evie tried again.
My name is Evelyn Carnahan. I don't believe I have the pleasure of your acquaintance.
The shoulder that Evie's stomach rested on heaved as a chuckle rumbled through the woman underneath her.
English, so polite,
The woman paused to vault over a 5-foot stone wall, one-handed, while still holding Evie.
And Diana Prince,
she said, before breaking out into a sprint again. This was all a bit much for Evie, whose heart was making its presence known throughout her body, from tingling in her fingers to a thudding in her teeth. Still, courtesy was the way forward.
May I ask why you are hauling me? Oof! Down a hallway?
Diana stumbled, slowed for 2 strides, before picking back up again.
You were about to be eaten by snakes.
I had it well in hand,
Evie said, knowing she did not.
I disagree, and I do not let people get eaten when I can prevent it.
Diana took a sudden corner, causing Evie to squeak and look for a place to hold on that wasn't Diana's rather shapely rear end. Evie had been aware for some time that her attractions were not limited to male sex. However, this was a blastedly inconvenient time to have that particular point driven home. Once they were on the other side of the corner, Evie found herself unceremoniously poured onto her feet and steadied herself on a wall as Diana pivoted to slam shut the stone doors behind them. As she turned back around, Evie got a proper look at her supposed savior. Evie's breath caught in her throat. Diana was tall and bronzed, wrapped up in a dapper-looking trench coat with a messenger bag slung across her shoulder. She was the most beautiful person Evie had ever seen, and it made her slightly angry.
And what brings you to the sunken temple of Osiris, Diana?
Evie smoothed her dress and stopped herself from fixing her hair. Diana blinked over at her.
This is the temple of Set.
I think you have the wrong temple,
Evie said, as Diana set off down the hallway at a brisk pace, and Evie half-jogged to keep up with her.
I know I do not,
was all Diana said.
This is the temple of Set.
It is not,
Evie said.
I did my research.
You no doubt did the best you could with insufficient resources.
The Cairo Museum of Antiquities is a well-established institution with the finest research library on the subject of ancient Egypt. If anyone was going to know, it would be its librarian.
Believe what you will, reality does not change. Though I am sure it is an excellent library, I do not mean to disparage it.
Evie humphed, just barely mollified.
So, why are you looking for the Temple of Set?
In the wrong place, Evie refrained from adding.
I need to ensure the Wasp Scepter of Set stands at the ready, for Apep rises again.
The Chaos Snake? That's a myth. Though, the Wasp Scepter would make a valuable archaeological find. If we were in the right temple.
So naive,
Diana said, the words tempered by the warmth in her voice.
Myths are never just myths. You will learn. Or not.
She shrugged.
Why do you venture into what you believe is the Temple of Osiris?
I have a feather.
Evie held it up.
It apparently needs to be reunited with its twin, or the Nile won't flood. Crops will be ruined, all will be lost. Despair, dismay. You know the story.
But you do not believe in these myths?
Evie shifted, a bit uncomfortable.
Does it really matter whether or not I believe in them? Plenty of people in Cairo do, and they knew we had the feather. It's better to take the time to return it than have the museum overrun by rioters.
Diana laughed, a throaty rumble that made Evie's toes curl.
I appreciate your practicality, Evelyn.
You might as well call me Evie. Everyone else does.
Evie,
Diana said softly. Evie regretted the familiarity immediately. It was distracting. She was soon distracted from her distraction when the two of them arrived at a wall inset with a large stone slab, surrounded by hieroglyphs etched into tablets, set around the slab in an arch. Another set of hieroglyphs traced down the side, carved into the wall itself, topped by an image of...
Oh, bugger.
Evie groaned as she saw the ambiguous, vaguely aardvark-like head of Set overseeing the display. Sunken Temple of Osiris Set, 1923. Diana was smirking. Of course she was.
I have some corrections to submit to several supposedly reputable scientific journals when we get out of here,
Evie said darkly, as her eyes scanned over the symbols. As Evie read them, she was astounded to hear Diana murmur next to her.
Though the tongue knows its way, all bow before power.
You read Egyptian hieroglyphs,
Evie blurted out without thinking.
That's just impolite. You're already incredibly strong and gorgeous. It shouldn't be possible for you to be any more perfect than you already are.
As she ran the words back over in her head, Evie felt heat creep onto her cheeks. She was the one being impolite. Diana didn't seem offended, though, giving Evie a pleased smile.
I have picked up many interesting skills over the years.
I'll bet you have.
Evie very carefully did not say, while also very carefully not thinking about Diana's lush-looking mouth or elegant fingers. No, there was a doorway to focus on. Also, the distinct sound of rustling snakes in the distance behind them. Evie twisted, startled.
Don't they give up?
Though they are not fast, they are persistent. We will need a way through this door.
Diana gave the slab a considering look, dug her fingers into the seam between the slab and the wall, and started straining.
What are you...
Evie grabbed at Diana's arms, pulling them back.
That is not how we get through the door.
Better than punching it,
Diana protested, letting herself be pulled away. Evie mused that the woman had carried her nearly effortlessly across half a temple. She might actually be able to knock down the slab. The hissing got louder.
Just give me a moment. I know I can translate this. The key is Madu. Tongue, you see, in this case. It refers to a poetic arrangement of sounds.
I am going to go fight snakes,
Diana interrupted, pulling a golden coil of rope out of her bag.
Yell if you figure out how to get through the door.
Okay,
Evie said, only half hearing her as she became lost in the puzzle.
Clearly the arrangement of the tablets are important.
Evie started pulling out tablets and rearranging them.
But what sort of a pattern would... I think if I could replicate...
Evie stopped, as a snake reared up next to her, hissing. A slim golden cord circled the creature's head once, twice, then it tightened, snapped, and the snake was yanked backward, falling limp. Evie blinked.
Oh, that snake got very close to me and you killed it. Well done.
Thank you for honoring me.
Diana nodded her head as she bounded up next to Evie.
There are a great deal more snakes. Shall I break down the door now?
No!
Evie pushed herself between Diana and the door, rearranging two more tablets, and the door swung open. Diana stopped and gave Evie a slow, impressed once-over. Evie straightened and tucked some hair behind her ear. She wasn't preening. The hair in her face was just itchy. The hissing got louder. Evie looked up, startled.
Oh, snakes.
Ah,
said Diana, also sounding distracted.
Yes, snakes.
And then Evie was scooped up again, held tight against Diana's chest as they raced down the hallway. Evie didn't mind nearly so much this time. Diana sprinted them down the dark corridor, not seeming to have any difficulty with the blackness. Evie wound her hands around Diana's neck and held on tight, trusting Diana as they leapt and skidded through the passageways. Despite Diana's speed, ever more hissing surrounded them. For every pursuer they lost to the darkness, two new serpents seemed to writhe out of the walls around them. A pinprick of light appeared in front of them. With a grunt of effort, Diana somehow managed to pick up even more speed as she headed toward it. The light grew larger and larger as they approached, until they were skidding to a stop in a small alcove, glowing from an indeterminate source. As they slowed, Diana dumped Evie against a wall, not ungently, but with a great deal of hurry. Before Evie could protest her manhandling, or womanhandling in this case, Diana pivoted and scooped up a hooked staff with a forked end.
The wall scepter of Set!
Evie's eyes went wide as Diana sank low in what looked like a fighting stance, brandishing the scepter as she stood between Evie and the oncoming snakes. Diana whirled the archaeological artifact of priceless scholarly value above her head. What was she doing? Before slamming it into the ground, the forked end fitting neatly into two slots in the alcove floor. A bright light burst up from the base of the staff, twining up the staff until a ball of light started growing, brighter and brighter, centered around the hooked top of the staff. Diana crouched and crossed her arms in front of her, waiting. The snakes grew closer, and the light grew brighter. As the snakes reached the door to the alcove, a mass of hissing, twisting scales, the light seemed to shimmer, so bright that Evie could almost feel its fluctuations. Evie distantly wondered, through the panic rising in her, which she should be more worried about, the overly aggressive snakes or the miniature sun growing less than 5 feet away from her. Diana lunged forward with a scream. Something seemed to radiate out from her crossed arms, and as it hit the light, the ball burst open, brightness spilling out in a radiant, rippling shockwave. Evie flinched, but the light passed over her without harm, only a whisper of warmth across her skin. But as it raced forward and danced across the snakes, they writhed, shivered, shattered, turning to dust in front of them. For 2 long seconds, everything was silent. The only sounds in the glowing alcove were Diana's and Evie's breaths.
"Snakes,"
Evie said, as she regained her power of speech.
"Do not typically do that."
"Neither do scepters,"
Diana grinned back at her.
"Do not worry, little translator. There will always be mysteries you do not understand. You must learn to enjoy them."
Evie stood up from her slump, legs only shaking slightly as she caught her feet under her. She set her chin and turned to Diana.
"I don't think you understand my guiding motivation all that well."
Diana laughed again, a rolling sort of amusement that caused Evie to smile in return. She walked over to Diana.
"All right, so Apep the Chaos Serpent is real. And now he is dead?"
Diana reached over and took Evie's arm, started strolling both of them out of the alcove. Evie let her lead. It's not like Evie had any idea how to get out of the temple. The fact that it gave Evie a chance to wrap her fingers around lean arms corded with muscle was just a bonus.
"Well, probably not dead,"
Evie continued, watching Diana's face as they walked.
"I imagine it takes more than a fancy bit of staff twirling to kill a god. But delayed? Imprisoned?"
Diana looked down at her.
"You are beautiful when your mind delights with curiosity."
"Well then, you must constantly think I'm gorgeous,"
Evie said, as she felt the flush creep from her cheeks down her neck.
"But how did you know the staff was here? Well, the current research says that the Temple of Osiris stands on this spot."
"I do,"
Diana said, holding Evie's arm a little tighter.
"That's not an answer,"
Evie said, trying to keep focused despite the pleased smile spreading across her face. She took a breath.
"Clearly the wasp scepter has some sort of supernatural property."
Diana's beautiful, rich laugh echoed through the passageways as they made their way back to the sunlight. The next day. Evie knocked at the hotel room door, waited about 10 seconds, then knocked again. And again.
"I am coming,"
a voice on the other side of the door said. It opened to reveal a sleepy-looking Diana, whose tired expression soon brightened.
"Evie, I didn't expect to see you so soon after dropping you off at your museum."
"Ah, yes. Good morning,"
Evie said, thrown off track by how inviting Diana looked in her silken robe. Diana seemed to catch wind of where Evie's thoughts were headed. She gave Evie a slow smile.
"Would you like to come in, little translator?"
"Later,"
Evie snapped, surprising herself. She blushed.
"First, I have a few things I need to discuss with you."
Diana raised her eyebrows.
"Perhaps I should get dressed. Why don't you wait in the parlor?"
"Ah, yes. Okay."
Evie came in, sat down on the couch, and completely failed to control her imagination, which supplied her with helpful images of Diana slowly sliding out of that robe. Evie crossed her legs. Eventually, Diana reappeared, fortunately and disappointingly not as nude as she had existed in Evie's imagination.
"What do you need to discuss with me, Evie?"
Diana asked.
"I know why I thought it was the Temple of Osiris."
Evie stood up, started pacing around, never able to hold still as she explained something.
The late Egyptian dynasties demonized Set, moving his role from protector to aggressor, claiming that he killed Osiris.
Diana gave a polite nod.
So?
Evie made a pointed gesture.
I realized that it was entirely possible that one of the factions must have literally built a temple of Osiris over the temple of Set. It's the only thing that makes sense with the archaeological layering. However, knowing that this temple isn't the true temple of Osiris, I did some more digging. It was easy once I discounted any primary sources written after... I'm getting off track.
Evie adjusted her glasses self-consciously before continuing.
I know where the Temple of Osiris is now. The real one. I have also, recently, very effectively been made aware that there actually are forces best described as supernatural acting upon this world.
Diana inclined her head, looking affectionate. Evie flattened her lips, determined not to get thrown off.
Considering this, it seems a great deal more urgent that the Feather of Osiris be reunited with its twin, lest famine actually rule the land. I am going to go handle that. I was hoping you'd like to come along. You are very good at running. And punching.
Yesterday you thought this was all just myth. You were ignorant. And today you show up determined to fix the world's ills.
Diana raised an eyebrow. Evie set her chin and glowered down at Diana. Only possible because Diana was sitting.
I am a librarian. We do not stay ignorant for long.
I see,
Diana said slowly.
Evie, I would be honored to accompany you.
Diana stood up, took two steps until she stood in front of Evie, who bit her lip as she looked up at Diana.
But first, I believe it is customary to kiss for luck before an adventure.
That,
Evie swallowed,
is superstitious nonsense used by men to get pretty women to kiss them when they would otherwise not be inclined.
Ah,
said Diana, who started to move back. Evie's hand darted up, wrapping around the back of Diana's neck before she could go too far.
I will, however, kiss you because you are very beautiful and strong and have consumed my waking thoughts, and no few of my sleeping ones as well.
Even better.
Diana leaned down, warm and rich and perfect, as her lips brushed Evie's. Evie made an embarrassing noise and surged up on her toes, pressing up, pressing in, wanting more and getting it. She opened her mouth to Diana, who wrapped her up all the tighter, and Evie had never been so delighted to be consumed. An indeterminate amount of time later, Evie pulled back.
Diana Prince,
she murmured dreamily.
Yes?
Diana said, her lovely voice somehow even richer, sending a shiver down Evie's spine. Evie grinned up at Diana, certain she looked positively wicked.
S of Themyscira?
Diana's mouth fell open.
I have so many questions for you.
Diana laughed, sounding entirely delighted, and reeled Evie in for another kiss.
The end.